What's up, dudes? Here's a clip from our new Patreon-only episode. If you're interested in more content, go to patreon.com and subscribe to Going Deep with Chad and JT for more weekly content.
Yeah. And then you got other big news. We can finally talk about it.
Oh, Barry?
Do you watch Barry?
I do watch Barry.
Did you see my dog on the sneak peek?
I haven't watched this season, but I did see.
I haven't watched the season.
Catch up, dude. Bro. Catch up. Dude. I'm not in it. No, it's just Chad.
I'm sorry.
Bro.
My HBO Max subscription has not been paid for in a while. So okay. I apologize.
Understandable.
But it is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, dude.
It is very good. So.
Yeah, that was a...
You're the entire sneak peek for the episode. Yeah. It's just 15 seconds uninterrupted of you.
Just looking.
You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Super
man.
Movie star looks.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, it happened last fall. We just got an audition, and then Bill Hader just knew us from the city council stuff. So like agent submitted my stuff for the audition. Then he saw that I was auditioning, and then just sort of it went from an audition to just a Zoom with Bill Hader to read the part, because he knew our work, so he knew that I could, you know, that I could probably do the role. And I just like, and it was super nerve-wracking, but I mean, when I got the sides, the writing was so next level, you know. When you a lot of times when you get an audition, you read the sides, you're like, okay, I could see how this could be funny. Like this, but reading it, I was like, oh, this is like sort of top tier writing. It's just sort of, when I read it, I was like, oh, it's like undeniable. And then I was so nervous because it's just a Zoom with Bill Hader. You like, you know, he's like a comedic hero, and hop on the Zoom and it's just like him and, you know, it's a bunch of producers and then the casting director. And he's just like, hey, man. I was like, hey, what's up? I was like, very honored to audition for you. And then we do the audition. So it's just me and him, and everyone else cancels video on the Zoom and just read with him. And then I did my sort of take on the character. And then he gave me some direction, and that was it. It was over in like 10 minutes. And then heard after a couple of days, they got it. And it was fun, man. It was really fun. And the set was great. It was literally just a morning of shooting, just three scenes, but with each main character, which is cool, like with Barry, Sally, and NoHo Hank. And I was nervous too, cause we're editing something, and you know, I was like, I think this is integral to the episode, but you never know with editing.
If they'll cut you out or not.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, from what we saw, you know, stuff gets cut out all the time. If it doesn't serve the story, if it's, you know, so I was like cautiously optimistic. I was like, I hope they keep it in. And yeah, I think they kept in all my scenes as far as I know. I haven't seen it yet. But I did ADR and stuff. And so.
Well, it's very exciting.
Yeah. It was really fun.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So are you going to be back from Vegas when it comes out?
Yeah, I'm coming back Sunday.
So you'll watch it with the lady at your crib or something?
Yeah, I don't know if she wants to watch it with me. I'm like, you can watch it.
It's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I might just stay in her room while she watches it.
I had the thing that we made. We have like cuts of it, and I showed it to the girl I've been seeing, who I'll now refer to as Hold Me Close.
Yeah.
Because it's that same gal. So I was hanging out with Hold Me Close, and she works in the industry, so she was complimentary, but she wasn't like, oh my God. She was just like, oh, that's really good. Oh yeah, that's good. Oh, you should have had more coverage there, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is how I respond to things. So,
yeah.
But I was sitting there and I was like, I started jumping up and down. I was like, I don't like this feeling. I'm feeling a bit, it's like you want them to watch it and you don't want them to watch it at the same time.
Yeah. You want them to watch it and love it. But the fear of them not loving it and just that vulnerability is paralyzing. And a lot of people, especially who aren't in the industry, don't understand that. And so they'll be like, I want to watch it with you. And you're like, you can just watch it and then I'll come over after. And
I want to hide.
Yeah. They're like, why don't you want to watch? I'm like, I'm like, because it's very vulnerable.
Yeah, we put our whole lives into this, and then it's so easy for someone to just be like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, it was 3 years.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to love the process, but it's sometimes easier said than done. I think for the most part, we do just enjoy the process, but there's these acute moments of self-consciousness that come from it, which overall I'm grateful for. But in the moment, you just feel your emotions spiking and jumping out of your body, and it's hard to... It's hard to sit through. Yeah. I don't know how, you know, directors and actors and whoever, how they just have to sit through screenings and premieres.
Like we were talking about doing like a screening of our thing, premiere thing. I'm like, yeah, I can show up after.
It is funny too, because before I started doing stuff, like when you hear about Joaquin Phoenix, like never watching one of his own movies, you think it's some kind of vanity almost. Yeah. You're like, oh, what a self-serious actor.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's kind of important to
protect yourself a little.
You got to preserve your authenticity a bit and not get too into your head. But it's I know the Barry thing's gonna rip. You're a great actor.
Man.
So
thanks, man.
It'll turn out good. It's a good show. You know the editors and everyone is top notch. So
yeah, and it was funny on set. Everyone was wearing masks, you know, because it was last fall. And Bill Hader comes up. He's wearing a mask. And just this guy. He's like, "Hey, man." And I was like, hey, I didn't realize it was him at first. I was like, oh, hey. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. But he, you know what I like about him a lot is he, and I, what I think a lot of people like about him is he's a huge sort of film buff. He loves films, movies, TV. You know, he just loves it at the level of like Tarantino and Scorsese where he just knows everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that he just loves making stuff. He loves comedy. He loves, you know, he just loves telling a story, and that it's very genuine. And also he's like one of the best laughers.
He's a good laugher. Like
he's a great laugher, which is so, I think is so, it's just so nice to be around because it just puts you at ease.
Especially with someone who's that funny.
Yeah.
Where like he's shown forever that
he's a writer on South Park,
one of the funniest guys alive.
Yeah.
And then so him to be so generous with his laughter, you instantly recognize it as like, okay, I'm in the right direction if Bill Hader's laughing.
Yeah. And he's, and I did an audition too, and auditions are scary, or not an audition, I did a rehearsal, and you know, I was waiting like 4 hours to do my scene, my first scene, and then they're like, all right, we're gonna do a rehearsal. Whole crew gathers around, you know, it's like HBO. And this, you know, 60-person crew, everyone gathers around, and I'm with like the actors. They're like, "All right, do the scene." And I was like, "Don't fuck this up." And so I start reading it, and everyone starts laughing. I was like, oh, "It's like stand up." I was like, "Oh, thank God." But then the AD was like, "He's like, man, we never laughed during rehearsals." I was like, oh, "That's nice."
Oh, that's great. Like,
yeah. But the show's so good. It's so funny. Have you watched any of the new season?
I haven't watched the new season.
It's so.
I was using Jake's HBO account.
Dude, there's one part, and I mean, the last episode 5 was so good, and they just know how to throw absurdity in there. Mixed, it has like every, you know, it has like there's like tragedy mixed with, it's like everything. So
it's a good combo.
Yeah,
I've seen The Influence. We're writing something else, and I think it kind of has some of that.
Oh yeah,
the most recent thing that you put into
it. Oh yeah,
it felt a little bit of like a Barry connection there.